Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast. I'm your host, Emma Danzi, and I'm so thrilled to be with you today as we are currently exploring the hat of community. When we think about community as women, it is so important for us to fulfill this calling of being with other people, growing in our faith together, doing life together, getting to know a fuller picture of our Savior and our God through others and their insights with the scriptures. So today, I wanted to share a little bit about a story as we're going to be talking about intentional community, because there's a difference between wanting to be involved in everything, being underinvolved and not a part of anything. We've got to find this healthy balance of how do I be focused and intentional about my specific community and what God is calling me to in this season.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
There was a time in college when I way overdid it. My sophomore year, I committed to 3 major ministries. I was all in and wanted to be all things to all people. I knew that community was a valuable thing, but between prayer group leadership, 8 mentoring meetings a week, being the female leader of a co-ed ministry, being an active member in a girls' social club, maintaining close-knit friendships and making new ones, having my own personal relationship with God, and not to mention getting my degree, became very overwhelming. By mid-spring, whenever it hit, I was bitter at so many activities. I was emotionally spent, physically tired, and was probably one of the most social girls at my university. On the outside, I was thriving in community, but on the inside, I was stretched so thin, if one more thing was added, then I was going to break. When God said it was not good for man to be alone, He did not say, it is good for man to always be busy and be involved in every community. The truth is that when we are thinking about connecting with community, we cannot be involved in everything. There is no way to be a part of every Bible study, every small group, every social club. It's just not feasible. Many times when women wear the hat of being a member in community, like myself, they overdo it. They burn out. Or they are shallowly involved in everything, but not deeply involved in anything. This causes us to ask the question, am I over-involved or under-involved? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have a yes and a no, that you can help us to be confident of your will for our lives and relationships with others, that you can fill us with your Holy Spirit to make wise and discerning choices. God, we lay before you our schedules and our groups today. We pray that you would give us a clarity of if we're being overcommitted or undercommitted, or if we're really on track with what you have in this season. Father, we know that we have a tendency to try to make things the way that we want them to be. But we just pray that you would speak to us and show us what you want for us. In your name, Jesus, amen. Today's Bible focus is Matthew 5, verse 37. It says, "But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Let's start out with, let your yes be yes. In this exact season, what community is God providing for you? What opportunities that you feel led to pursue can build that community? In Matthew 5, we are taught that when we make a promise or a commitment, we need to take that seriously. When we say yes to something, we need to be willing to count the cost of what that is and be wholehearted in our approach. It is very easy for us to be the yes girl and then try to people please. But sometimes people even ask us to be part of a good organization, a great ministry, or just incredible groups, but we need to slow down and pray through these moments. When thinking specifically about community, who are those people that the Lord has led you to be connected with and grow with in Him? Maybe for a few years, you were involved in a singles ministry, but let's say that you're married now, and maybe you really want to find some married couples to gain wisdom and insight with in this new season. That's okay. Our communities can change. The core concept stays the same. We are intentionally seeking out friendships with other believers and growing together in Christ. I have had different communities in different times in my life, and they have all been equally valuable and so wonderful, just in meeting me where I was at. And so maybe you feel like you're kind of at the end of a certain season with a group, and you're looking for something new. That's okay. Maybe the Holy Spirit is prompting your heart towards something brand new. This is not necessarily a bad thing. We grow and we change, and we need different perspectives and people in our lives. But as you're considering if someone's asking you to be a part of something, remember that when we say yes, that is weighty. We are Christ followers, and we're supposed to take that seriously. And it's really convicting to me because I love to be the yes girl. I love to make people happy. But at the end of the day, I have to discern, is saying yes to this really what's best in this exact moment in time? And if not, then it's not fair to that person for me to say yes, because then eventually I'm going to let them down even more. So being really thoughtful of what we say yes to, and when we say yes, you know, being committed to that, not just dabbling in it, being all in with our yeses. Next, the scripture says, let your no be no. No is not the easiest word for people unless you're a toddler. No is one of those words that we can easily feel carries a negative connotation to it. However, our God says no plenty of times in the Bible. Parents tell their kids no countless times in protection and for the child's best. No is a beautiful word because it creates more space for what already are yeses. I think about an Olympic athlete. As a child, the athlete picked that one sport to perfect and enjoy. Even though the kid could have probably done well in many sports, the child selected one and was so well nurtured and developed in this skill that they thrived and then eventually made it to the Olympics. You don't go to the Olympics by dabbling a little in every sport. In a similar way, when we press into intentional community and set clear boundaries for no's, it gives us greater growth and focus within what we have said yes to. We can thrive because we said no and we're confident in our yes. And I think about this too. I feel like the word no can seem harsh. It can seem negative. But saying no helps somebody else say yes. And that was something I learned, that I can't fulfill everybody's needs. I can't always be the yes. And so in me saying no, that might help a group find somebody else that actually the Lord really wants in that position, but that maybe they weren't the first thought of this person. And so a no helps somebody else have a better yes. And then when we say no, we really are creating a space of boundaries for the yeses that God has called us to. Because if we say yes to everything, we're not going to have really, truly good time to invest in the things that we're actually called to. And so I know that it's really difficult and it's so disheartening when we have to tell someone no. But we truly have to think through, what is it that the Lord is asking me to do? And then we can press forward and we can say no when the Holy Spirit leads us to say no. And in trusting that, we walk by faith, believing that God is the provider and He's going to provide someone better for that position or that community. And I love at the end of this verse, it says to us, "For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." So this is thinking about anything outside of the balance of a yes that means yes and a no that means no is of the enemy. We have a spiritual attack on our lives by overcommitting or undercommitting. The enemy wants us to be stretched thin, or he wants to tempt us to be out of anything, alone, isolated. And so we've got to find that happy medium, and the Lord can help us do that, but we recognize that. And so what truly is the enemy of community? Satan wants us to be overcommitted and burnt out by community, or isolated and bitter about it. Our yes and our no are only by the strength of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us to do what we can only do through Him, which is to say yes when we need to and no when we need to. And this is really powerful when it comes to thinking about relationships in our lives. If we don't ever have a firm yes, then we're going to be that person that everyone thinks is really flaky and unreliable, doesn't really mean it when she says, "Yeah, I'll be there," or "Yes, you can count on me." But if we always say no, we'll be that person that people maybe never ask to hang out again or never ask to be a part of anything, because all we ever say is no. So it's really important that we just value and care about our answers, our responses, and that we slow down. So often I feel this need to rush to give an answer. But if I would just take time and allow myself the freedom to pray on it, to think through it, and then to make a decision, it would be so much better for me and others in the long run, rather than being impulsive with an answer just because I feel like they deserve one right then and there. Our key Bible passage for the week is 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. This says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And I love this because we don't have to be afraid. We can be intentional with our yeses and our noes, and we can do this through His power, His love, and His self-control. It takes all those things to be able to say a true yes or a firm no. This week, I would love for you to ponder a few questions. Are you over or under committing right now? What are you saying yes to, And what are you saying no to? How can you be more intentional with the community that God has called you to in this season of life? Whether you're in a crazy busy time or a slower season of your life, it is so valuable to think through, where is my community? How can I be intentional with what the Lord has asked me to be a part of right now and give it truly my all and my best yes? And how can I say no to the things that really are going to be more distracting than beneficial to me and to others? This is not an easy task. This is something that I'm a work in progress on, and I'm sure you are too in your own way. But this is part of the call of being a believer, is that we take our yeses and our noes seriously, and we do so with the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So as you go out this week, take some time to slow down, process through, before jumping into a decision. Pray and ask God, is this a yes or is this a no? Protect your yeses and release your noes, and trust that the Lord has the best community and the best time for you in this season of your life. Have a great week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.